This is The Pulse, stories about the people and places at the heart of health and science. I'm Maiken Scott. If disease and illness is the enemy within us, then physicians and surgeons are the army combating that enemy. An army that needs constant training, a lot of which happens on human cadavers. But a new and growing industry is providing other options. Here's Andrew Stelzer with more.
I'm in the back of a sprawling warehouse in Tampa, Florida, and I feel like I may have just entered The Matrix or some sort of science fiction movie. There are dozens of bodies floating in tubs full of fluid. They've got red and pink muscles, bright blue veins. The sausage-like intestines are spilling out of some of the stomachs. Tara Hayes is struggling to lift one out.
They're very heavy when they're loaded with organs and water. They can get pretty heavy.
Hayes used to be a personal trainer. As she lugs this 6-foot-long human form onto an exam table, she knows what to look for in terms of injuries.
What am I seeing here? Oh, definitely. Well, we've got some algae growing in the intestines. You can see the brown. So we'll replace probably most of those intestines. And we've got updated muscles, like the pecs and the shoulders. We have new ones that we've redesigned, so those will get replaced as well.
If you're starting to get confused, let's clear something up. These are not actual people. They're synthetic bodies produced here at Syndaver Labs. Those replacement parts Hayes is talking about will be made not of human flesh, but of salt, water, and a bunch of meticulously layered, patented fibers. These bodies have been sent back for repairs by universities and other institutions that paid tens of thousands of dollars apiece for these synthetic cadavers. They're used to teach students and test new medical devices. Some of the higher-end models produced by Syndaver, which can run close to $100,000, actually bleed, blink, and have fluctuating body temperatures. But Syndaver CEO Christopher Sakalee says you don't have to buy a whole body. You can purchase anything from a gallbladder to a nipple to a knee.
I think full intestinal system, something like $900. You can get a stomach for $250. You can buy solid hearts versus chambered hearts, you know, hearts with and without valves, you know, with and without coronaries. So depends on the level of detail.
Sakalee came up with the idea to produce synthetic body parts back in grad school. Working on a medical device project, his advisor paid several thousand dollars for a model trachea.
When we got it, it was just pure piece of crap. It was a plastic stick with some spiral rings and a rubber tube in the middle. It was absurd. We got gypped.
Sakalee thought he could do better, so he made his own trachea, which he says was far superior. Fast forward to today, and Syndaver is a multi-million dollar company doing business with the U.S. military and prestigious medical schools. Syndaver has come pretty close to perfectly recreating a healthy human body, simulating breathing, trauma, and even pupil dilation. That works great to teach anatomy to med students. They're even used in mortuary schools. But recreating imperfect body parts with diseases and abnormalities isn't as easy. I headed up to New Orleans and caught up with someone who's trying a more personalized approach.
Everybody's kidney cancer is a little bit different.
Dr. John Silberstein is chief of urologic oncology at Tulane University School of Medicine.
It's in a different portion of their kidney. It can be bigger, it can be smaller, it can be closer to other important structures or further away from them. And so understanding the individual nature of the patient's disease is going to help the surgeon the most.
A few years ago, Silberstein saw an opportunity coming from two different stakeholders. Surgeons, increasingly trained to operate using robots, might be able to improve outcomes if they saw and felt a kidney in their hands before surgery. He also thought patients could benefit from understanding better what was happening in their bodies. So Silberstein teamed up with Medical Modeling, a 3D printing company now based in Colorado, and asked them to use multiple CAT scans to create lifelike 3D models of his patient's cancerous kidneys.
We were trying to allow the surgeon a dry run, an opportunity to perform the surgery essentially on a model that had all of the characteristics that were identical to their individual patient.
The results are a colorful bunch of kidney-shaped lumps strewn about his small office in downtown New Orleans. Some are red, others are white, while the new ones have several colors to distinguish healthy from unhealthy tissue and connections to other organs.
So this was a different type. And you can feel it. And this one, although it's pretty firm, it's malleable. It folds, it bends, and it's more like sort of the back of an eraser or a really thick gummy bear.
Over the past 3 years, Silberstein's project has printed out about 20 tumorous kidneys. While each is better than the one before, the textures still aren't lifelike enough to perform a realistic mock surgery. But there have already been some benefits. They tested a small group of first-year medical school students who had already worked with cadavers and had some basic training reading scans. After instruction using the 3D-printed kidneys, the students understood the location, size, and risks associated with the tumor much better than they had with a basic radiograph. The kidneys have also been used to prep the cancer patients themselves.
We showed about 10 patients their models before doing surgeries, and patients expressed a much better understanding of the surgery, the surgical technique. They asked much better, more informed questions. And I truly believe that it improves some patient satisfaction.
The dream scenario might look something like this. You walk into the doctor's office, the doctor waves a wand around your midsection. Moments later, a 3D version of your own kidney pops out of a machine. The doc hands it to you, then uses a scalpel to demonstrate the surgery they'd like to do and how your cancer will be removed. With the passion of people like Dr. Silberstein and the technology produced by companies like Syndaver, that hands-on medical experience may come sooner than we think. For The Pulse, I'm Andrew Stelzer.